Now, Keith, overnight in the United States, Apple unveiled their faster, more powerful, well, it was going to be an iPhone 5.
We thought it was going to be, but we ended up with the 4.5, didn't we? The 4S, as they call it. It does have some goodies on it. It has an improved camera. Everybody needs an improved camera these days. You know, you don't need a, you know, it is extraordinary what used to be a phone can do as a camera now. The quality has gone up massively, and it's even better. It's got a faster processor. Now, you don't need that for anything like talking on the phone or even getting information. You need to have to play games.
Right.
On your
and graphics.
Phone. And, yeah, it's all about the games. And it will sync your content wirelessly now. So if you've got your iTunes and you've just downloaded some more stuff, then it'll sort of update because, of course, it used to be a phone, but now it's also an iPod. It's a bit of everything. To sort of bring us up to speed with what it does do and what it doesn't do, here's Stu Garian, a commentator on matters IT, information technology. Stu Garian, good morning.
Good morning, Keith and John. Look, Mr. Conlon, did you not watch the Star Trek?
Not a lot.
Back in the day.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, you should know that the future, which is here now, we would all have little communicators in our pocket that would connect us to the entire universe. Well, we've got them now.
We have, haven't we?
Yeah.
It's arrived.
They're here. It's amazing. And as you said, you know, all of the functions that are here on the device. Now, what Apple have done with the iPhone, again, is not all too different to what some of the other manufacturers are doing with smartphones in terms of the range of stuff on them. It's just, of course, Apple has this incredibly slick and polished design team that makes them objects of desire. So all the fanboys are up at, you know, what was it, 4 a.m. or something to watch the announcement? Nah, I don't do that.
No,
just look up the specs later.
Now, when it comes to that, how much of it is just sell and how much of it is really new?
Well, it's new for iPhone. So they've upped the quality of the camera so it can shoot full HD video, full high-definition video, but then phones from HTC and Samsung are doing that now. Dual-core processor, so everything goes faster. Again, we're starting to see that at the edge, the leading-edge phones. The interesting one is, and I love the way Apple do this, other phones have started putting voice recognition on, so you talk your commands to the phone without having to, you know, tap away at it. But Apple, of course, have called it Siri, S-I-R-I, the intelligent assistant. So they've, you know, given it a name and personified it. And suddenly it's more Apple magical.
Ah, okay. So it is about this love affair, isn't it? It's about how it sort of just sounds better and it looks better and it touches better.
Ah, look, it is. And this has always been Apple's game. And this was Steve Jobs' influence from the very beginning of the company to create that experience. And still today, when you open up the box of any product, any Apple product, I should say, one of the first things you see is a completely blank page and just one line of text that says, designed by Apple in California. Now, not America, not Silicon Valley, but California and all those images of youth and freedom and sunlight and surf and creativity. It's beautifully manufactured.
Stu Garian, this new Siri personal assistant, I've read where you can say to your phone, remind me to call my wife when I leave the office. And it can do it. It's starting to think for us, isn't it?
Yeah. The stuff we get in terms of understanding natural language is actually now getting very good. And once you have these fast processors in a phone, they can do it quite well. For people who buy an Android phone, they connect into Google Voice Search. So instead of having to type in your searches for Google, you just say what you're looking for. And I've found that after a few weeks, in my case, it really did learn to be able to read my voice quite accurately. So if I'm looking for a Commonwealth Bank ATM near Wynyard Station in Sydney, I just say Commonwealth Bank ATM Wynyard, and up comes a map.
It is amazing. Now, the reports were saying the technical writers were expecting the iPhone 5, and it turned out to be in a 4S.
They wanted a bigger number. You know, the number is the important thing. I've seen some people online have a go at them for this. You know, it is a clear improvement. You know, it is all of these new features that weren't in the previous model, but because they called it a 4S, not a 5. Somehow that's Apple's failing. And I love the story as Jane Doyle just read in the news that what the share price dropped 4%. What sort of idiots are they? Apple are going to sell a squillion of these things.
Now, what about the iCloud? Again, is that a fancy name for something we've already got?
Well, cloud is one of the biggest buzzwords in IT at the moment, and it basically means you store your stuff out on the internet somewhere in a data center rather than locally on your phone. But what it means is that if you've got Apple's laptop, the MacBook or something, you've got an iPhone, you've got other devices, what it means is the master copy of all your stuff is kept out there in the data center and is automatically copied across to every device you have. So if you work on a document on your laptop and then you happen to need it later, well, it's also on your phone. Mm. But this is just Apple's version. Microsoft have their cloud services. Google have one, and so on. So this is one of the things that all of the big vendors have to have now. And it's Apple's cloud, so it's called an iCloud.
Now, is there a cost to all this, given that, you know, there's more information, more, you know, richer, HD video, for instance? Is there a cost to this at the end of the day? You know, we get back to the, how much does your phone cost you?
Well, it's going to depend a lot on your telco, you know, which phone company you're with, because the phone companies actually subsidise the price of the phone handset when you get them on a contract.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't seen any Australian pricing yet, although that's probably going to appear during the course of the day today. But I see that in the US, it's $199 US and up. So this is kind of the price point that smartphones are now. You can buy them outright in a shop for, you know, $800, say. But if you get it on a contract with the phone company, it's down to, you know, a couple hundred.
But are we also going to have to say, look, that, $60 plan that I had, I now need an 80 or 100 because I'm sucking so much more down the pipe?
Oh, yes. Oh yes. Even back at the beginning, iPhones, well, a couple of years back, were using 3 times as much data as the other smartphones just because people tended to download more apps, do more things on it, and chew up more data. So, yeah, that's good news for the telcos. They love selling you this expensive mobile data.
Stilgarian Doyle here. There's a
report. Hi, Doyle.
How are you? I've just spotted a report that the new iPhone won't work on Telstra's 4G network. Have you seen that?
I haven't seen the report, but it wouldn't surprise me at all because the 4G technology is only being rolled out in a few places, and the iPhone is designed for a global market and especially for the United States, and the United States mobile phone networks are rubbish.
Right.
They're all a bit behind the times.
So it'll stay on 3G here for the time being at least.
That's right. I mean, it'll work.
You just
won't get the new magic 4G speeds that Telstra is starting to roll out.
Stilgarian, great to talk to you. Thanks again.
No worries, guys. See you soon.
IT commentator Stilgarian.